Hi friends, welcome back to my podcast, Spilling Tea with Kylie Marie. Now's your chance to grab your tea or your coffee and let's talk to my roomie.
Oh my goodness, hello, hold on, let me take my bra off.
I'm stressing out.
This podcast stresses me out. Okay, hi everyone,
oh
I'm
my
Katie.
Goodness.
People call me Katie Jo. I'm Strikeout Arthritis Chairman for... Alpha Omicron Pi.
Or AO Pi for short.
Yeah. It's great to be here. Kylie's the best roommate ever.
Well, I try. Like, you don't gotta step too much for me. Katie was like, bro, I'm so nervous, but I can already tell that this is gonna be a blast.
It's because I took my bra off.
So now we feel free and
I
alive.
Was stressed.
So today I'm here to talk to Katie about our philanthropy event, which is called Strikeout Arthritis, and our philanthropy is Juvenile Arthritis. And because she's our chairman for this event, I thought it'd be like perfect to get to know a little bit more in depth about like the behind the scenes of a sorority. There's dogs.
Okay, hold on. So the behind the scenes of Strikeout Arthritis are super fun. Pretty much, it's a lot of team building. I depend a lot on my committee.
Yeah. And what's a committee?
Oh my gosh.
People know.
Committee is like my top 12 girls who are really interested in helping out in philanthropy are put in like a group message. So whenever I need help, I can reach out to them and they're there for me. So yeah, we've been working really hard all together just kind of to get new vendors in. Get new opportunities going because we are the future and it's time to, you know, have a good time. Like,
and it's like you plus Mila.
Yes.
Mila is our VP.
VP philanthropy, yes.
So like together, Katie and Mila have been like a really good duo to like put together this event, which is actually this Friday. So that's why we're promoting now.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Come through. It's gonna be a great time. Like, we have a lot of frats and like the other organizations on campus joining us. So far we already have 8 teams signed up, so it's gonna be a fun day.
Yeah, it's, well, evening.
Oh, evening.
If we're being exact.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, and today was our Art for Arthritis event, so together these 2 days, like, are fundraising opportunities for us so that we can make a really big overall donation for...
So what's really cool about the 2 events that we're hosting is that most of our materials that we're using are donated.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that we do make on income is going straight to the Arthritis Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that, like, we really pride ourselves on is kind of, like, making money because we are here to give back to the community.
Right.
So, like, we have a great time with it. Like,
that's
you,
true.
I mean, we love each other.
And that's why I feel a lot of people don't even know, like, sororities aren't just about, like, the partying and stuff. It's, like, we're also here for, like, an overall good purpose, but no one really focuses on that. But
oh my God,
now we're here to, like, emphasize, like, no, like, we do good for the community as well.
Yeah,
and, like, we're proud of that.
AOPI is definitely, like, my girl gang.
Yeah.
Like, any support, any, like, help I need, I go to AOPI. Like, always there, so.
That's true. And what exactly is this event?
Okay, so Strikeout, which is Friday, is a kickball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
We have, so far we have 8. There will be more because we have people still sending in their contracts or whatever. 8 teams, 10 players on each team, 5 girls, 5 boys. We come through, we pretty much have the organization split up so you have new teams. You just kind of come out, there will be vendors there. We have pizza, tacos.
The real priorities.
Yeah, and we just kind of gather as Greek life and gather as like a campus organization and support each other because that's what we're here for, you know.
Mm-hmm. And as a smaller campus, like, I feel like overall we're pretty successful at being there for one another, so like not even just our event but other philanthropy events, like, we're pretty supportive of. And if like you're supportive of others, like, they're just as supportive back. So
yeah, literally I'm looking like forward to AKD5 Stroll Case, my favorite philanthropy event in the whole world. Like, my goal is to be as hyped as they are. Like,
yeah,
100%. That's actually why I went and did Strikeout. Like, that's why I ran for the chairman, because I saw how much love and emphasis they put into the philanthropy and how much fun they have with it.
Right.
And, like, I just want our girls to feel that strong, you know, and to enjoy giving back in a way that they can.
Right. And I feel like...
together.
With our philanthropy, and I know, like, some people feel this way about their philanthropies, it's not, like, something we chose ourselves, like, oh, we want this philanthropy, but it was kind of, like, given to us, and we have to find, like, our specific love for it. And that's what some people could find hard, is, like, what's my purpose, and, like, where's my role in fitting in with, like,
well,
this
so
exactly, right? Does that make sense?
No, I agree. Well, arthritis is, like, the leading cause for the disabilities, like, in the U.S., so I don't think anyone really recognizes how big of an issue it is.
Yeah, and, like, how much it impacts us.
Yeah, and if it's
something
not...
I kind of, like...
Yeah, exactly. Like, my mom has fibromyalgia, which is, kind of a, another joint disease that branches off from arthritis, and I know, like, it's really, like, it really is like, it stops you from doing everything, like, and we don't deal with it, we don't have those everyday, dilemmas, but when you, like, see and, like, you hear about the problems that others have, it makes you want, you know, to help.
And that's what I didn't realize, like, how many people were affected and, like, how many people just alone in San Diego were affected by this. And the thing about arthritis and, like, our purposes is, like, to put emphasis that kids have arthritis, too. And that's what not a lot of people realize.
So what's really cool is that we donating to juvenile arthritis, it goes to the camps and, like, the conferences and the research directly to juvenile.
Yeah.
So, this goes straight to, like, kids having materials so that they will be able to read, write, you know, in a everyday classroom to normalize them and integrate them into, you know, society and the world.
Right.
So it's really cool. Just giving that little kick to the kids, you know, that little support that, like, hey, you're not alone, and, like, here's the materials to, you know, work with you.
Yeah.
Work with your needs, because that's what it's about.
Yeah, and that's what, it's, like, it's saddening, but it, like, it really opens your eyes to, like, the little things in life that we take for granted, like, being able to write with, in comfort, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's, like, sad to, like, know that some people can't do those little things without being in discomfort, and...
Last year, Julia, the past Strikeout chairman, she did an activity where she had all the girls and some of the other organization members put mittens over their hands, and then she told them, now draw a picture with, you know, just a pen or a marker.
Yeah.
And when the organization members weren't able to and struggled to use the mittens as, you know, utensils and materials to draw.
Yeah.
She, like, stopped and was like, this is what an everyday person struggles with arthritis.
Yeah.
And it's just not something that you really ever take into consideration.
Yeah.
Really.
So, like, just imagine, like, the bigger things in life that, like, tougher things.
Yeah.
When it comes to, in comparison, that they can't necessarily, like, achieve without help.
So, yeah. That's with it. That, I mean, we're just, like, we're here to give back.
Yeah. Like, I'm, like, I'm feeling even more pumped just because, like, I'm sitting here and I'm, like, talking, like, heck yeah, like, I can be passionate about this, and you can, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, let's be passionate. Like, let's come together. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Because, like, Cal State San Marcos is amazing. Like, the connections, the people in San Marcos are genuine, good-hearted people.
Yeah,
and, like, we're just here to give back. Like, we're trying to support each other. Girls sport girls, boys sport boys, all sport all. You know, like, we're just here. Like, we're having a great time.
Right? Yeah. I agree. And that's what we're here to just put emphasis on, is, like, the good things that can come of coming together.
Yeah, so on that note, what are we eating for dinner?
It's stopped.
All right.
So, other things to ask Katie while she's here. I have some questions. And, well, 7 questions to be exact.
Wow.
The first question being, what is this event like, and what goes down to make sure that it's fun?
What is this event like? Well, we have a lot of kickball.
Yeah. It's athletic. Please stretch before.
Yeah. Make sure you drink your pre-workout. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
We'll be having...
But have an empty stomach, too.
Yeah, empty stomach. Well, drink lots of water, stay hydrated.
Yeah. But food-wise.
Come eat our food.
Yeah, carb up. It'll yeah. be fun. Yeah, pretty much what it looks like is we have speakers going on, some music, girls playing, you know, our favorite jams or whatever. And then we'll be having raffle tickets available. There will be really cool raffle baskets. There will be a food truck, bubble soccer.
Yes.
And then, of course, our main events will be two kickball tournaments in the middle of the field. Well, we're going to have some really cool picture opportunities this year. We got a photo booth. We have our letters that were bedazzled. Like,
didn't
literally.
Say, like, we bedazzled, but like
shiny.
Ooh. We worked hard on those. We did. Mostly you, but like, I'm going to put my credit in there.
Yeah, we put in work.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's like what makes it more exciting is like being able to like watch your event be successful. Like, I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see how it all ends up because mm-hmm. I know I feel like I've really had a good time like putting it all together and like
I'm a little stressed, but we don't talk about that.
Yeah. But it's gonna be worth it.
Yeah,
like I'm gonna get to the on Friday. I'm gonna look around and just like see everyone having a good time, and it's so gonna be worth it. So I'm really excited.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
On that note, question number two, what separates this year's event from past annual strikeout events?
So we've never had the bubble soccer come before.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty new to see how it turns out.
Yeah, actually, we've never really had any vendors come.
Yeah.
So the fact that we're even having the Cali Taco Truck, who gives us 15% in proceeds, yes! 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 We'll also be there, and we're going to be selling pizza, have some water there for all the participants. But yeah, bubble soccer, all the vendors are new, really. Yeah. We're going to be doing a new thing with the MC, mm-hmm. our Mr. AOPI, Danny from Kappa Sig.
Not even I know this.
will be MCing for us, so we're really excited about that.
Yeah,
Mr.
That is
AOPI.
Cool.
He'll be there.
The actual star, like, right there.
Yeah.
Yes. Because our theme is stars, so there is a star.
Yeah. We're all shining.
Question number 3/4. How much money have we raised in the past, and what's our goal for this year?
In the past, we usually raise under $5,000. I believe last year it was, like, 4,000. This year, our goal was to raise $6,000. We're currently in the process of it, so fingers crossed.
Yeah, I think it can work. But overall, as a whole, as a sorority, we just found out on Monday that we've raised $595,000 towards the Arthritis Foundation.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, our contribution seems small, but, like, we do big things with that.
We do big things.
We can only go up from here. So you have to look at it as a positive.
Actually, I had an opportunity of going to one of the chapters and kind of helping out and just, you know, seeing how the other chapters function off campus in another mm-hmm. campus scenario. And it just, like, opens my eyes to AOPI is a nationwide sorority. And it's good to be a part of it because mm-hmm. we're all here and, like, everything that we put into comes out in a bigger way.
Right. So, like, we're just a small part of, like, a bigger thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Question number 5, is it difficult to raise money? And that's, like, such a broad question, like, could kind of, like, narrow it. It's, like, is it difficult to raise money for something that necessarily not everyone's passionate about?
Well, I'm kind of, like, one of those people who I can sell you sand in the desert. So, I could probably sell you a ticket. I could probably get you to come. Really, like, you could come.
Yeah.
But we have a crowd change page, which you could donate under your friend. Our girls are really working hard. I've seen it, personally, this year on selling their own tickets. They're really trying to sell tickets. So it's not hard. We just gotta work together.
Yeah.
Really.
And it's just, like, making sure that everybody, like, finds their role, I guess. Because everyone, like, even if you're not the chairman or a part of the committee, like, you're still there to, like, make your contribution. Mm-hmm. And that's just, like, what more girls
yeah.
are trying
like,
to do.
Like, we're a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. We're a 100 strong female powered together. We're like the ultimate power puff. Okay.
That's the way to put it. Yeah. Good comparison.
There we go.
Question number 6 is, what are you most excited for this year?
I'm really excited for the bubble soccer. I am just such an aggressive person. I just love to, you know, like, bounce around and, like, be hoppy. And I might have to put my earphones in and just, like, jam out and just, like...
just get whacked around.
Whacked around. Maybe if we can, I'll take one home and roll down the stairs in it.
Wait, is that, like, a thing? Are we gonna do that?
Maybe we could just hide one. So I'm really excited about the bubble soccer. Like, right when I get there, I'm gonna make you jump in one, and then we can, like, belly jump or something. It'll be really cool. what are they called when you, like, collide?
Like a chest bump?
Yeah.
I guess.
We'll get that slow-mo video.
We'll put that in we'll here somewhere. That. We'll link it. Yeah. Look out for
Stay
that.
Stay tuned.
Our final question is a broad one as well, and it's just like, are there any other facts that you'd like to share about the Arthritis Foundation and our philanthropy?
Any other facts? Well, all the money that we raise goes into, of course, like, supporting the juvenile arthritis research camps and the conferences. These resources are super important to, you know, the development of generations.
Yeah.
You know? So, it affects more than 300,000 children and 50 million adults in the U.S. So, it's a very...
It affects more than you realize.
Yes. It's a big issue. It's something that the world cannot ignore.
Yeah.
So...
But I feel like a lot of people do turn a blind eye to it because it just doesn't seem as significant to, like, one with cancer, but it affects just as many.
Another thing, like, another fun fact is, like, arthritis is just, like, an umbrella term for over 100 different joint diseases that are, like, debilitating.
Mm-hmm.
So there is... It's not just, like... Arthritis is not one disease, it's within hundreds. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, that's one thing that I think we need to recognize, too, that it is a big, big part of the population that's dealing with this problem. But, yeah.
You did good. Are you nervous still?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I have to go, like, present to another chapter in a couple
minutes. So, like, we'll just call this practice.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed learning a little bit more about our sorority's philanthropy and how we contribute to our community, and hopefully this helps inspire you to do the same, whether it's through this philanthropy or another. So,
yeah. Help Greek Life. Kylie, thank you so much for having me and doing this for me.
No, thank you. I kind of had a force.
Yeah.
But we don't talk about that.
Yeah.
But she had fun and she'll be on more episodes.
Actually, yeah, it was a great time. I love my roommate. I'm sorry I'm such a... But it worked out and this is great.
Yes.
I love to spill the tea with my Kylie.
And I like spilling the tea with KT. So on that note, bye friends. Thank you for listening.
Bye everyone. Thank you.